What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talking Text Line, covers the Denver Broncos for Denver 7 TV, Troy Rink. Troy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Troy, Sean Payton has pumped up the air on this team, telling everybody things. They got a shot at the Super Bowl. Again, man, it's going to be difficult to get in that threesome that have kind of edged around quite a bit with the Buffalo Bills, with the Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens. From watching them, man, they got talent and they got depth. Now, can you win in January is going to be the big jump over the ditch, so to speak. But this is a really talented Broncos football team.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Like Peyton, I've switched jobs. I'm back in the newspaper world at the Denver Post, but I love coming on with you guys. You're right about Peyton, and you've seen it firsthand. He believes this team is capable of winning a Super Bowl. He stopped short, obviously, of saying they're going to win a Super Bowl. For your listeners, he said this is the eighth team in his history as a head coach that he actually believed that. So when you look back through the Saints teams, there's obviously seven Saints teams he felt had an opportunity to win. So he's very confident in this group. They have a tremendous amount of depth, but let's be realistic. The reason his confidence is so high is he found his quarterback in Bo Nix, and they addressed offensive deficiencies by adding R.J. Harvey and J.K. Dobbins at running back, and they brought in Evan Engram at tight end. So they feel like they're going to be able to run the ball better and attack the middle of the field better. And defensively, they added Talanoa Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw to help, you know, control the middle of the field defensively. And they match up well against the Chiefs. They did not play well against the Ravens and the Bills. They got smoked by both those teams on the road. They're 2-2 in their last four against the Chiefs and should be 3-1. Frankly, they should have beaten them in Arrowhead. But it's a confident group. The culture has completely changed. There's buy-in at every level. There's talent at every level. But now you guys know, now it's the hard part. You got to go prove it. It's funny. He put the target on their back, and then he took it off by complaining about everything from their first road trip in the preseason. It's like he started a fire that was a little more out of control than he liked. So then he started bitching about things again. So it was classic Sean Payton.
Hey, that's Troy. That's Sean being Sean. He did similar things here. You know, he kind of pumped the brakes, and then all of a sudden he let it go. And then he would get all upset.
Yeah.
And he loved big wins, but he loved stuff to kind of fall apart a little bit so that way he could get some meat on the bone to jump his team. Man, listen, he's a master of that sort of stuff. But you're right about the Bo Nix situation, because a lot of people wondered a little bit about when he selected Bo, could he be that guy? And we saw flashes of it last year, and I think he got better as the season went along. Your thoughts in watching him training camp and in the preseason games, the progress that you've seen in Bo Nix?
Yeah, Sean was comparing him to Drew Brees.
Drew, man, what?
Yeah, he's not Drew Brees, but he has characteristics of Drew. It's never fair to compare a kid to, you know, a guy who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the things he does that remind Sean of Drew are the way he processes information, the way he's able to throw on time, on target, and understand where everyone's out. I mean, this is a kid who basically, I think he was at Oregon with Dan Fouts. I mean, he played like 60 college games. He's married. You know, he got here, he's like 25 and married. And Sean recognized right away in a March workout before the draft, Sean had told me like he had 85 passes, and he said like 84 of them were on target, and the 85th one, the receiver probably should have caught it. He was his guy. He loved him. He loved the way he processed. He loved his character, his kind of no-nonsense. And Nix has an edge like Drew, like where he knows stuff enough to challenge Sean. And you guys know this about Sean. If you don't challenge him once in a while, he will trample you and walk over you. And Bo is so smart as a second-year player, he's able to, you know, kind of get after Sean a little bit. Hey, why are we doing this? Are you sure? You know, and Sean loves that. He loves dynamic tension. He loves creative friction, and he's got that with Bo. You're right. Bo did not play well the first month of the season. It was a mess. And then he ends up finishing with 29 touchdowns passing, 4 rushing. And I said recently in my column, like, to criticize him would be like complaining about the mole on Cindy Crawford's face. Like, his rookie season was so amazing, given what they had had here since Peyton Manning. Guys, he was the 14th starter since Peyton Manning. And finally, the carousel of chaos, it finally, they pulled the emergency brake. They've got their guy. And the reason, you know, Sean is hopeful and this team is hopeful is not only is Bo a leader, but they don't have to have him score 30 points. Their defense should be top 3 in the league, if not tops. And they believe they're going to run the ball better, which is going to open up play action. And some of the things he struggled with last year in Bo were that kind of that layered throw from 10 to 20 yards. Those guys should be open more, as Bobby would know, with play action. So a lot of excitement about this team. And Sean loves this. It's not the Broncos against the world, but it's forming. You can feel it. And he can't wait to puff his chest out about this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know, Troy, to me, even though Sean is the offensive coach, he realizes, to me, is where Denver gets it done is on defense. I mean, I look, they said what a club record for sacks last year, and then we're familiar with Pat Surtain, and so that was the club's first defensive player of the year in 40-plus seasons. So to me, that's where they get it done, and Sean really embraces that. But do you think the defense could build upon where they were last year? Because, I mean, do you go from, like, being outstanding, top three, to maybe be not just top five or top three, but the best?
We know that defensive coordinator pretty good, Troy.
Yeah.
Man, Vance.
Louisiana.
Man, he knows how to coach on defense, and he got some talent. And his development of Benito to come off the edge was really telling last year. So you can answer Bob's question and also a little bit about we didn't see this from Benito early on in his career. But man, last year, he really, the flame was lit with him.
Yeah, can they get better to answer Bobby's question? Yes, and I know, Vance, I was covering CU when they recruited him out of the New Orleans area as a quarterback. I had classes with him at college at CU, so I've known Vance for, you know, 3 decades. So he's an easy guy to root for, and he has them playing just so aggressively.
Troy?
Oh, did he drop?
Okay, we might have lost him. Coleman will get him back, and so he was talking about Vance Joseph and what he was able to do on the defensive side, the football. But, Baba, it's that pressure points with Zach Allen, you know, and Benito. And, man, they hit you a bunch of different ways from a pressure standpoint. But one thing they do, they stop the run. And
right.
So they put you in a lot of bad situations where they can do a lot of different things. And I think that's why they were really happy with Barron, picking him, Jahe Barron, from Texas, because he played outside corner, played in the nickel, he played some free safety. So he's kind of like the queen's piece in chess that you move all across the board.
Well, Mike.
Okay, we got Troy back. Troy, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know where I...
Oh, you drop out again?
We dropped out again with Troy.
He's trying to... I don't know where I was last left you, but...
he's maybe
well,
in
well,
the
Mike, as we're waiting for Troy... what about who you compare Pat Surtain to? Because, Mike, not only was he the best cornerback, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, come on.
He is getting close to be in Revis Island territory.
Okay.
No, he's that good.
No, I know. I'm a big Pat Surtain fan.
But he's getting close to that. Now, Revis, Darrell Revis did it for a number of years, and we just see the progress you know, with Patrick Surtain. And
they paid him, Mike.
And they paid him a lot of money. His dad now coaches in the secondary for Florida State. Man, he had coached at a high school in South Florida for quite some time. But, man, Surtain, who was a longtime LSU commitment,
yeah,
and to the final day, and Nick Saban,
yeah,
yanked it on there. Maybe Coach O can tell us that story. I'm sure it's not a good one of how he ended up at Alabama. But you understand with Surtain, man, he is an elite cover corner in this league, and he tackles well. I know when they picked him, Vic Fangio made the comment that's what I'm looking for in a corner. Not only a guy that can cover, but that can tackle.
Right, and they don't fall off trees. So why don't you get a bunch of them? But they don't have a bunch of them.
They ain't got a lot. I mean, you got a couple, three that would be.
Well, Mike, you like 6'2", 205 around there, corner. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's a big guy. And then getting Jahe Barron from Texas, who has played all across the board. I heard Coach Sark make the comment, he's the smartest player we got on this team.
Oh, that's another check. Another check right there.
And so a lot of people thought they'd go offense and maybe go with Marion Hampton. You know, the big
right,
running
right,
back.
Right, right, right. Yeah, from North Carolina. Who ended up going
to the Chargers,
right.
But Sean, he really liked R.J. Harvey. Man, I saw R.J. play so many games at Central Florida. He started at Virginia. They transferred to Central Florida. Bob, he's, you know, he's built like Dalton Hilliard.
Because Mike, he's not very tall.
He's maybe 5'8".
Yeah, yeah,
and he's
right.
205, 210 pounds.
Yeah.
He's sort of built like Dalton in that, man, you get one shot at him, and that's about it, because he gets through the line so fast, and you really don't see him well.
Well, Sean don't know how to use him. He knew how to use Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles.
and he can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. We'll take a break and come back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.